Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
You can never know what it's like. 7:41 on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 39 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. Glad to have you with us. You can also join us live on Facebook. We're there Monday through Friday for Palmetto Mornings from 6 a.m. until 9 a.m. You can go to at WRHI on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us on Instagram. And let us know what you're doing. We love to highlight the cool things that are happening here locally.
One of the big things that happens every time this time of the year is the Toys for Happiness campaign. Now,
yes,
in our 36th year, the message is simple. Brighten the Christmas of a local child by placing a toy in collection boxes throughout the community. We certainly cannot do our job without the help of so many of our sponsors, and a great sponsor who's been there with us a long time, Ace Hardware at Winthrop Commons. We've got Scott Osteen. And Scott, good to see you again, sir, and good morning to you.
Good morning, guys.
I feel like we've known you your whole life, because your life began when you came to Rock Hill.
That's right.
With Ace Hardware.
That's right. That's for sure.
And you jumped jumped right in, and you wanted to be involved in Toys for Happiness. And what was the connection there? New to the area, and certainly you could be involved, and I'm sure you are, in a lot of different groups. So what was it about Toys for Happiness that you were like, this is something I can get behind?
Well, we've always been involved. My family's lumber business, growing up in that, we were always involved with your local charities, and children's charities are always kind of a focus. So I kind of grew up around, children's, focus around Christmas time.
Ah, yeah. There's something about the spark and the light in a child's eye. We forget sometimes as grown-ups what it means, but the magic is just such a precious time in the life of a child, and it's sad to think that some children will not even have one present or even a Christmas tree this year. And if we know this, we're the kind of community that can connect and make a difference. And
correct,
you help us do that at Ace Hardware. Tell us about that.
Well, we have the box out for toys, so we're already taking some in. And, of course, we always we'll throw some things in there and on our side of things. So, yeah, it's up and running and ready to help out best we can.
I think it's great when customers see a business that you certainly are in the business for profits. I mean, we know that, but it's also nice that customers see that you're, in addition to profits, you're all about the community and helping the community as well.
And it makes a difference in your own company and your own business in terms of the enthusiasm that can, start with this, okay, we're going to collect toys this year. It's Toys for Happiness. Tell me kind of the reaction that the employees at Ace Hardware, how do they respond to the fact that they're going to be making a difference in the life of a child this Christmas?
Well, they have kids of their own or grandkids, so it's special to them as well. And because they are the type of people that like to help, not only a customer walking in the door, they see the positive side of helping children that are in need.
Absolutely.
Well, speaking of customers, we know one of the biggest shopping days of the year is going to take place 1 week from today, Black Friday. And so what deals or what can customers take advantage of?
No,
that's a good point.
That
yeah. Well, steel power blowers, yes.
So there you go.
That's
well
where
played.
I thought you were going with it.
But what can we see at Ace Hardware there at Winthrop Commons?
Well, we just got our truck in this morning, or another truck. We got our trucks on Friday. So we are packed right now. Tons of grills, heating elements, blowers. We're ready to go. Firewood, all sorts of stuff.
We've talked before about this whole outdoor living concept that in the South and other places as well, we enjoy the outdoors all year round, but it gets a little chilly at night. So you've got some things that would provide the option of just staying out there all night long if you wanted to, right?
Yeah, we have the patio heaters and the solo stoves, fire pits, firewood, and even the if you have a fireplace and it needs some maintenance, we have a section where you can do fireplace maintenance. So yeah, we're ready to go.
Tell me about these solo heaters. Are those the ones that are vertical, or what are they? I mean, I want to make sure that anything that I put outside is safe.
Well, the solo stove, those are the smokeless fire pit. You can put wood in there, and it's designed where I'm not going to get technical because I don't know how they do it, but we used one at the Charlotte Motor Speedway last month for the Roval, first time I'd ever been around one. And you just put your firewood in there, but it's a cylinder. It's you know maybe about a foot and a half, 2 feet tall, and you can stick a couple pieces of wood in there, and it provides some pretty good heat.
Wow!
But it's not if you're upwind, it doesn't matter. But when you're downwind from a fire pit, you got the smoke in your face.
Yeah.
But you don't have that with these solo stoves.
Great.
They're great. We've got plenty of those in, and a lot of patio heaters.
They sound very user friendly.
Very user friendly.
If you're taking this to like a tailgating situation,
they're
backyard,
small.
That feels user friendly. And affordable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a great Christmas present.
I think it has a 20-inch diameter, maybe, something like
that.
And
great.
I think there might be two different sizes, a larger one, a smaller one. But, they're great.
Yeah,
it's nice to know you got that option.
Stood around a campfire, to Scott's point, you want to be warm, but then the smoke is all in your eyes.
And they always say smoke follows beauty.
Oh, I never heard that. Well, that's all over me.
I never heard that.
My goodness. Scott, what would be the hours on Friday? So you're closed on Thanksgiving, I would assume, on Thanksgiving Day.
Correct.
And then you reopen on Friday. What will your hours be at the Ace Hardware there at Winthrop Commons?
We're family-oriented, so we're normal hours.
Okay.
We're not going to open up at midnight and all that nonsense.
we're going to do a solid
Yeah, we're open at 8 o'clock to 6:30.
Okay.
Yeah,
perfect.
Normal hours. Our employees can enjoy their families the way they should.
Yeah, I'll preface that.
Yeah.
We're family friendly.
Yeah, and I think that is a trend that I know they went rogue a couple years ago and started opening up on Thanksgiving night even, and people pushed back, and then more stores started doing it, and then they really started pulling back. I think the pandemic really proved that families come first. I know last time you were here, Scott, we were talking about supply chain issues and employment issues, and it sounds like you guys are doing just well. Those are not being impacted too much.
Like I said, we got our truck this morning. Yeah. Of course, there's always going to be some things that we don't get anyway, just because the warehouse might be out of it. But our truck fulfillment percentages are going up almost on a weekly basis, about anywhere from 2 to 3%. But if you walk in the store I was there early this morning, just trying to get some ideas for this morning's interview. We're in great shape. Knock on wood. But we're in great shape.
I think it's amazing when you walk into an Ace Hardware because you can almost expect the unexpected. You think it's going to be just the tools and the stuff that you need like that, but there are some real fun finds. In fact, I think you can pretty much find something for anyone on your Christmas list. Does anything come to mind when, people come in and go, I did not know you carried that, or I'm looking for this and I heard you had it? What is something unexpected at Ace Hardware?
Well, what we got, a couple of weeks ago, Mukluks. I guess it's a brand like the socks and boots and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We got these Mukluk blankets and these, women's cabin socks. And then there's, socks for men as well. You all were talking about football, the high school football games. I was thinking, man, we got these blankets for tonight's football games, So
there you go.
But those have been selling very well.
Is it really soft?
Very soft, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But so those are something, Christmas ideas that people could walk in and say, I didn't know you had these here.
Muck?
It's Mukluk, I believe.
Cool.
Yeah. And we have these, it's called Mr. Cool. They're like the it's called a mid-split AC for like a man cave or a she shed or outdoor patio.
Garage,
yeah.
Yeah.
Or a workshop. Yeah. Yeah. We just brought those in a couple weeks ago, so we're selling those now.
What is that called?
It's called Mr. Cool. It's like a mid-split AC. So if you have an older home that doesn't have duct work and you want to close in a patio or a Florida room or something like that, you can just – and it's a DIY. You don't have to have a permit or any of that stuff. It's great.
See?
We're growing.
Look at that.
We're growing.
Patty's filling out an entire sheet of paper over here.
I'm going to take her back to the store with me and you have her back by noon.
You go.
And I'll be like, I am finished with my
From
Christmas shopping.
From 9 to 12, she's all yours.
Okay.
Just
right,
return her on Monday at 6 a.m.
What time are you open today?
8 o'clock.
Oh, my
Perfect.
Goodness.
Yeah.
All right. Well, go check out Scott Osteen and all the helpful folks there at Ace Hardware at Winthrop Commons. And again, whether you know what you're looking for or you have no idea, you get in there and someone is willing to help, and they'll answer maybe more questions than what you came in there for sure. Scott,
it'll spark the idea bank.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much again for being part of our Toys for Happiness campaign and being just embedded here in the community. We're a better place for it, for sure.
Well, thank you. That's always great being in here. I'm getting more and more comfortable. Well, I should start just coming in every week or so.
We'd love to have you.
Yep.
We'd love to have you.
Keep us top of mind.
Yes, sir.